pretty close all night. You got taken the team down the field, and you came out with a field goal. So you see that punt return by Shaw and gets you the 5-yard line right there. How hard is it to contain being too excited as you take the ball 5-yard line
right
that close?
Yeah, you know, I thought we did some good stuff. From the 20 to the 20, obviously, and then, you know, lacked a little bit in our red zone efficiency when we got down there. But, you know, I thought the guys continued to fight. They continued to battle. They did an unbelievable job. And, I mean, you're right. You get a chance like that, and, you know, because you can't wait for another opportunity to get the ball down in the red zone. So, guys did a really good job of staying poised. Julius ran a really good route and got open, you know, one-on-one with a defensive end. So, that's kind of a mismatch. Yeah, I mean, they dropped the defensive end and played man coverage on Julius. So, I mean, I think anytime you see that, that's kind of a given. You got to give him the ball because he's going to win and get open.
So when you win games like this, is it more relief than excitement right away?
You know, I think, you know, it's always excitement when you win a ball game. I think, you know, going through that last drive, you know, the defense gets an opportunity and they go out there. We got all the faith in the world in them. And they made a big play to end it. And, you know, as an offense, you always want to end the game. You want to run the clock out and you want to take a knee at the end of it. But we have, you know, unbelievable faith on our defense, and they played unbelievable all night. And, you know, really it's back-to-back weeks. They've kept us in the game.
How much of an effort going into the game to get Julius more involved?
You know, it's kind of funny because, you know, there was nothing different, really. I mean, it's the same game plan. Not the same game plan, but the same similar stuff. And he just happened to, you know, he won early, and we got him a couple touches early. And then, obviously, a big play on the touchdown. So, I mean, we're continuing to try and get him the ball, continuing to, you know, try and make him be or let him be a big part of this offense.
How much confidence do you have throwing it to Allen Robinson week after week and keeps making plays like the diving catch he made, the play he made to pull the ball over the defender?
Right, yeah, we talk about it all the time in the quarterback room. Whatever you do, just don't overthrow him. Just give him a chance because he's going to go up and make a play, you know. So, I mean, that's really all you do when you throw the ball to him is you don't got to throw a perfect ball. Just don't overthrow him. Let him go up and catch it because he's going to make a play. He's been unbelievable. You guys like, you know, him, Julius Thomas, and Allen Robinson, they're all big dudes that can go make plays. So we'll have to use those guys a little bit better in the red zone, give him the ball. And, you know, I thought Hearns did an unbelievable job again tonight. So he's always there and always Mr. Reliable.
Are you getting used to the hard stoppers, Blake, and are you learning how to close?
Yeah, I think it's a continuing process. I think we've done a good job of it these past couple weeks. You know, I thought, you know, we were able to run the ball good tonight. I thought, you know, like I said, from the 20 to the 20, I thought we were unbelievable. You know, two, you know, bad turnovers on my part that I got to continue to work on and cut those out. But, you know, I thought from the 2020 we were really good. You know, from the 20 in, we got to continue to work.
Quarterback stake. Did you feel your progress
had missed out? Yeah. I don't really
frustrating
know. Yeah, frustrating. Yes.
And then you came in the locker room.
Yeah. I had to get some good Gatorade. Get some fluids. How was that?
No
idea. No. Yeah, I think it's huge. You know, I think it's big to be able to come. Always excited to play at home, excited to play the next 4 out of 5 at home. And I think, you know, to be able to do it on a short week means a lot, you know, because I think it kind of speaks, you know, guys are banged up, guys are hurt. And to be able to come and in a short week show up and give it all you got and play as hard as you can on Thursday night, it's impressive. It's fun to be a part of. And, you know, it's definitely a special opportunity to be a part of this team.
You guys have made big plays.
I liked them. I've played at UCF, so we had gold in our uniforms. We were always pretty boring at UCF, so anytime I get a chance to wear something a little different, I'm excited.
You guys have made plays, offense, defense, special teams, late the last 3 games. What is that a sign of?
I think so. You know, I think it's just a sign of, you know, this culture kind of taking over and continuing to grow. You know, guys expect success when we step on the field. Guys never get down. Guys are never out of it. You know, they continue to fight and battle. And, you know, it's awesome to see a guy like Rashad Green make a play like that to change the game.
Did that provide you guys?
It was huge. You know, like we said earlier, I mean, it was really exciting and awesome to get another opportunity to go, you know, try and score in the red zone because we had struggled with it all game long. And, you know, I know the whole offense felt kind of the same and, you know, was kind of chomping at the bit to get another opportunity.
What's this like, Blake? 3 out of 4. I mean, depending on what happens Sunday, you could be tied for first place.
Yeah, you know, it's awesome. You know, we recognize that and see that and know the big picture, you know, of everything else that's going on. But we're going to take it week to week and one game at a time. And, you know, San Diego's up next, so that's next on the order.
Last question. Julius Thomas finally became an option for you this week. What's that really do for the offense?
Yeah, I think it'll just continue to open it up. You know, he's a really good player. Obviously, everybody knows that. So I think being able to get him touches and get him touches early in the game, you know, will allow other guys to get open and do other things.